broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed Hour 2 at 2. It is October the 7th, 2016. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking off the gloves against the mainstream thugs. We talked all last hour about racism. We're going to talk about it today, second hour. You know you're over the target, ladies and gentlemen, when you're catching lots of flack. Desperate, dishonest media, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the fear in their eyes. Liberty Roundtable Live ran on the widow's mite, taking on the mainstream press like never before. Eric Trump appears on Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Incredible interview, I might add. Just like the Donald Trump Jr. interview on March 1st. Super Tuesday was an incredible interview, but the mainstream press absolutely coming apart at the seams. The problem is, Donald thinks he knows how to handle the media, and he needs to listen to Sam Bushman, because I know about he who owns the media makes the rules. Donald does well when it's like entertainment, and you can say something and retract it and whatever, and it's we love you today and hate you tomorrow and love you the next day and let's eat lunch together kind of stuff. When it comes to political news, though, they're eating Donald Trump and his campaign alive, and the Donald Trump campaign blinked. Shame on them. However, we want to give them a chance to redeem themselves, and so I wrote an open letter to Donald and said, Donald, if you don't get a handle on this, you're going to lose your whole campaign over it. And now we see that very narrative unfolding as the mainstream press eats the Donald campaign for lunch on the media, and the Donald campaign's almost afraid of their own shadow now. Nevertheless, Eric Trump did an incredible interview on Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. It's available on download at libertyroundtable.com, where you can listen on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Sam posts to Facebook, the mainstream press lies about Sam Bushman and James Edwards. However, we certainly appreciate the free promo and thank all the mainstream press, including the New York Times, the LA Times, CNN, Politico, Raw Story, just to name a few. Keep it up and just get our name right is what I'm saying. By the way, they pointed to our website, driving traffic to us. Thank you, CNN. However, they're a bunch of thugs and they're dishonest. And that's what we're talking about today. So we're talking about the CNN article. And the interesting thing in the last line of the CNN article, they basically trap the Donald Trump campaign. And they basically say, hey, Donald's hanging out with racists and white nationalists and white supremacists and everything else. Why? Because, well, Donald Sr. has sons. And those sons did interviews with Sam Bushman. And Sam Bushman knows James Edwards, and James Edwards knows David Duke, And by guilt by association is their Trump card, and they're literally running around telling everybody I was a racist. I was a white supremacist. But it's a lie, folks. And I've forced several of these large organizations, including Politico and New York Times, to name a couple of them, to print retractions, to print corrections. They lied and they got caught lying. Now, Right Wing Watch believes it's 1984. They had to correct their headline. But they didn't even document they corrected it. They just changed it. And so in the annals of the 1984 scenario, they just literally changed it and pretend it didn't happen. They didn't even admit they corrected it. So they're even more dishonest over there. Nevertheless, we're taking them on. This is bogus. And the problem is Donald Trump campaign melts down. So here Kurt Crosby has the last line of this CNN story. Literally, CNN's writing about Liberty Roundtable Live. It just shows you when you're catching flack, you're over the target. The Widow's Mite Radio Network has taken on the mainstream press. You cannot imagine how many headlines and how many articles they've written about us. It's incredible. But it's all because they want to push this lie, this divide and conquer tactic, which will let Hillary Clinton be president of the United States. That's why. Now, Kurt Crosby has the last line of this article. They basically denounce Sam Bushman and James Edwards at first. I've fought back so hard. They now don't denounce me. They say Sam Bushman's great. Liberty Roundtable's a great show promoting our founding fathers in America. But then they attack James Edwards in this last line. Kurt Crosby, do you have that line again?
Okay, yeah. So you've got this part where Hope Hicks is being interviewed. And then
and Hope Hicks is basically the Donald Trump speaking agent. I don't even know what her position is now. But
says a campaign spokeswoman is what they call her in this article from CNN. But, you know, like you say, they lie, so you don't know for sure what it is. But anyway, the quote is, Liberty Roundtable is a conservative program heard on radio stations and online and dedicated to promoting the principles of the American founding. Period. We would never associate with any program that was even wrongly perceived to be affiliated with a message of hate. End
now, quote. Let me say that again. Read that again, Kurt. We would never
associate with any program that was even wrongly perceived to be affiliated with a message of hate. End quote.
All right. So the truth is not important now, says the Donald Trump campaign. If a radio program is wrongly perceived as being involved in hate, we're not going to have anything to do with them. So based on that logic, Donald Trump is wrongly perceived. They say, hey, Donald Trump hates women. He's a racist. He doesn't pay his taxes. I mean, in every way you could put the filth on Donald from the mainstream press lies to the point where Donald's worse than a child molester, according to the mainstream press. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm telling you that's what they are painting the picture of. So if it's wrongly perceived about Donald, then, Kurt, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to never associate with them, right?
Yeah.
You know?
So based on the logic of Hope Hicks in the last line of the CNN article, we're not even supposed to deal with any, because, look, Trump is wrongly perceived, and, man, we don't want anything to do with that. Donald is perceived as the biggest hate, bigot, thug, women hater, racist in the country right now. So if we're going to go on the wrongly perceived notions, the lies told by the mainstream press, the false narrative painted by the thugs, then you know what? We should have nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's why Donald Trump blinked, and that's why he's going to lose the election if he's not very careful. Because again, are we going to accept the lies, or are we going to say, no, wait a minute, stop, hold on. We need the truth. I thought it was the truth that made you free, not a lie. And so this comes back to the discussion of James Edwards. Now, James Edwards is a personal dear friend. I said this last hour, and I'm going to say it again this hour. He is a dear family friend, and I back James Edwards 1,000%. And right now what they're trying to do, the mainstream press already divided the Donald and us with their lies. But I push back so hard now. Now they've realized and they've said, oh, Sam Bushman's okay. But now what they're trying to do is divide Sam Bushman and James Edwards, and it's not going to happen. They're lying, and it's got to stop. And they're saying Sam's a good guy, but James Edwards is an absolute racist thug. And Sam's bad because he has ties to James, but James is really an evil racist, and that's why Donald says even if it's perceived that James Edwards is involved in hate, we can't have anything to do with him, and that's where they fail. Because it's a lie, it's a false narrative. Now, James Edwards is a family man. He has a wife and children. He's a father. He's a husband. He's an employee. He's a God-fearing Christian above all. And I will not back away from James Edwards. He is a personal friend. I will spend time in his home. I will eat dinner with his family. I will have him to my home and let him have him eat dinner with my family. And his wife and his children are welcome to my home at any time. And I back James Edwards 1,000%. Now, here's the problem. How do you define words? Do you let the mainstream press define the words? Do you let the mainstream press tell you who Donald Trump is? Well, if you do, then Donald Trump is basically the worst person on the planet. And if we're not going to even have the, even if it's wrongly asserted, we're not going to have anything to do with him, then we got to jettison Donald. But I'm saying to you, that's a lie, and we can't accept the labels of the manipulation of the press. Let Donald define who he is. Let James Edwards define who he is. And let Sam Bushman define who I am. I have never, ever promoted white supremacy in any way. And I never will. Because I don't believe it. I believe that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. And I also believe that we're all God's children. And when we obey God's laws, we're blessed. No matter who we are. And when we don't, we're not. In fact, many times when we disobey God's laws, there's very unpleasant consequences, to say the least, for everybody, for all races, all of God's children. And I believe, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, and I hate even to quote that communist thug, however, I mean, even a broken clock's right once a day, right? He was right when he said we need to judge people on the content of their character. I agree with that. However, if you're white and you stand up for the principles of liberty, you're a racist. If you're black and you stand up for the principles of liberty, you're an Uncle Tom. You're a sellout. right? Nevertheless, I'm telling you that I'm mad at the Trump campaign because they fell for the lie. They're allowing one of Donald Trump's greatest supporters, James Edwards, to be literally ridiculed, mocked, and discredited, disassociated, condemned, whatever word, what word do they use about James Edwards, Kurt, in the CNN article?
What does Hope Hicks say? Well, she says, as you know, we had no knowledge of James Edwards' participation and strongly rebuked
him. Okay, so they rebuked James Edwards. When we get back, I want to appropriately, because they're all writing articles about Sam Bushman has ties to white nationalism, whatever that means. Okay? And the lie is that CNN has more ties to James Edwards than Donald Trump, and I'm going to prove it.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Why is CNN, the New York Times, Raw Story, Bloomberg, every large news organization on the planet attacking Sam Bushman and James Edwards and Donald Trump? Because we're right over the target and they know it. They're literally melting down. The Widow's Mite Radio Network, with not a hardly a penny to spare, absolutely taking on the mainstream press. And there's fear in their eyes, ladies and gentlemen. They literally don't know what to do. They're literally melting down because they know if they're not very careful, Donald Trump will win. They further know this little teeny radio network is taken on the mainstream press as is our mission statement. They know full well, you know what? We're too good. We're too fast. We're too hard-hitting, and we're too truth-oriented. I'm telling you right now, these researchers are freaking out. I call up Right Wing Watch and say your reporting is absolutely fraudulent and dishonest, and they melt down and literally hang up on me. They don't know what to do. They don't have the staff. They don't have the time. Their whole offices are in complete disarray. All right? Well, anyway, bottom line is now Donald Trump blinks and melts down and can't handle the heat. Strange for Donald. I thought he was a little tougher than that. Nevertheless, the mainstream press lies about James Edwards. Says he's some kind of a racist, some kind of an evil man, some kind of a boogeyman, some kind of, I mean, worse than a child molester is the way they make it sound. It's a lie. But the Trump campaign says we don't care about lies or wrongful allegations against somebody. We're not going to deal with people. Well, under that idea, Donald Trump's gone, folks, from the whole narrative of the United States. However, we don't believe that. We stand differently. I didn't endorse the Trump campaign, but I still stand for Donald over Hillary big time, even with the mistakes they made. And I don't believe in division and conquer. I believe in unity and working together. Now, let's document these ties, because they've backed off, but they now say Sam has ties to this racism, to this evil. And the tie is through James Edwards. Well, the mainstream press says James Edwards is a white supremacist, but James Edwards rejects that statement and says no. I am pro-white. I do believe in my European heritage. And I'm not going to back away from that, but I don't want to down any other races. I don't define myself as a white nationalist or supremacist at all, because they use those words interchangeably. But they continue to assert and lie and deceive and manipulate. Now, let's talk about ties for a minute, because they're trying to say Donald has ties to his son, and his sons have ties to Sam. Sam has ties to James. James has ties to David Duke, and the Southern Poverty Law Center becomes the god of definitions and terms, and they say so, and so everybody's guilty by this psychotic guilt by association, deceptive narrative the mainstream press continues to push. Now, let me articulate ties to you. For one, Donald Trump has had nothing to do with James Edwards and vice versa ever. Donald Trump Jr. was on an interview with Sam Bushman on my radio program on Super Tuesday. James Edwards was invited as a guest, and James got to ask Donald Jr. a couple of questions. And it was a great interview, by the way. I defend it 1,000%. However, I bring all this up because that's all Donald has ever had to do with James Edwards, ever. His son was on an interview that James happened to be on as well, because they reached out to him. And James asked Donald Jr. a couple of questions. That's it. That's it. No other ties of any kind. James Edwards never met any of them in his life, any of the Trumps or anything. Now, James Edwards does have quite significant ties to CNN. Okay, let's talk about the key points regarding CNN, shall we? CNN has had James Edwards as a commentator regarding race issues for almost 10 years. In 2007, he had 3 interviews in a row. Oftentimes, they have a guest on for 5 minutes. When it's James on, they keep him the whole hour. He's been on the Paula Zahn show, and others. All right, when they brought James Edwards in for these incredible interviews, they gave him limousine service. They paid for his flights. They always called him a conservative. They didn't call him a racist. They called him a conservative commentator willing to discuss race issues from a white person's perspective. Most people are afraid to do that because they'll be called a racist. Get it? But anyway, let's be clear. They, meaning CNN, featured James Edwards as a commentator to discuss issues. They paid for him to go to New York. They treated him like a boss, which, by the way, he probably deserves that kind of treatment. They treated him as an appropriate, God-fearing family man who's a commentator, who's willing to explore the difficult subjects most people won't, and they treated him as such. Called him a talk show host, called him a commentator, called him a conservative, did a great job. So James literally has been funded by and backed by and promoted by CNN on not one, not two, not three, but multiple occasions. So what Donald Trump needs to do is do his research and go, well, CNN's done way more with James Edwards than we have. You want to talk about that? But see, the problem is the Donald campaign blinked and melted down. And so now they're saying we're not even going to associate with anybody who is perceived, even wrongly so, being involved with hate. Wow, folks. If we're going to go by that logic, that standard, that psychotic meltdown capitulation belief, then there's so many wrong allegations about hate with Donald Trump that the whole nation needs to jettison Donald Trump. If we're going to fall for that false, deceptive lie narrative of the guilt by association, then nobody can deal with Donald Trump ever. I mean, he's the most wrongly perceived hate monger in America. I mean, he hates women. He hates everybody of any race. He hates taxes. He hates government. He hates everything. I mean, there's even a country song, I Hate Everything, right? Well, that's the lie. And I'm mad at the Donald Trump campaign because they fell for the lie. And they're distancing themselves from James Edwards. Even though they admit, even if it's wrong, the facts about James, they don't care. Wow, what a disgrace. However, this whole false narrative comes from a group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center really is nothing more than a manipulated, I don't know what you call it, secret arm in many ways of Homeland Security. And their job is to promote and spread hate and division all over America. And anybody who's anybody in the Patriot movement has been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anybody. However, they're in credibility crisis as well. They said I was one of the largest hate groups in the state of Utah, that Liberty News Radio, owned by just Sam Bushman. They lied. Well, they've also lied about our good friend, former Sheriff Richard Mack as well. And Richard has worked with them and talked with them and tried to be polite, and it didn't get him anywhere until he had to play hardball. And bottom line is, Richard Mack has forced even the Southern Poverty Law Center to print a retraction. Richard Mack, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. I couldn't open the article, but I looked up the article, and I think I got most of the article. It didn't seem to cover very much, but I'm really concerned that, quote, we would never associate with any program that was even wrongly perceived to be affiliated with message of hate.
Now, by that standard, though, everybody in America should jettison Donald, right?
Well, of course. Because he's wrongly perceived all the time. And how about Black Lives Matter? That isn't wrongly perceived as a hate group. It is a hate group, and it talks about killing cops, and they're invited to the White House. And they're lifted up all the time on CNN and other mainstream networks, and they get to be interviewed, and they're lifted up, and they're allowed to speak, They're not even wrongly perceived as a hate group. They are a hate group.
Now, you got the Southern Poverty Law Center. They wrote you a written retraction, didn't they?
They sure did.
Because they lied.
Yeah.
Because they're thugs and they're dishonest. We'll talk about it, ladies and gentlemen, in a second. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, former Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. By the way, Richard did go quickly to the Ammon Bundy event. They didn't let him testify yet. He's supposed to go back. You know how the court system is, huh? We have no news on that, but we will next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The Obama administration plans to allow 110,000 new refugees into the U.S. in 2017, up from the 85,000 of 2016, but the administration refused to say how many refugees would come from Syria, Somalia, Iraq, Burma, Afghanistan, and other hotbeds of Sunni Islamic radicalism. Senators Ted Cruz and Jeff Sessions from the Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest tried to find out whether these refugees will be screened for potential terrorists with dangerous ideals. But Leon Rodriguez, Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, refused to give the elected representatives details about the vetting process. Rodriguez did admit that it's possible for people from Syria and other terrorist-infested countries to have their refugee applications approved based simply on personal interviews with a highly trained immigration officer, reports the conservative news service WorldNet Daily, and he could not deny that in many cases there is no data from the refugee's home country that would corroborate or refute his story. On further questioning from Senator Jeff Sessions, the immigration official admitted that the screeners ask no questions about whether the applicants believe in Sharia law, honor killings, sexual mutilation of women, or their ability to speak English, and lacking any data from the home country on most people, they essentially have to take the immigrant's word for whatever answer they give to any questions. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Richard, you were in the middle of explaining and talking about some of this. You're very concerned, as I am, that the Donald Trump campaign said he, even somebody who's perceived as being involved in hate, they want nothing to do with them. Wow. Then maybe Donald Trump doesn't want anything to do with the government at all, because, man, they're more than perceived as being a hate group. Black Lives Matter. Not perceived, they are a hate group. CNN loves those guys. These mainstream press, Politico, all these other Raw stories, they all love the terrorists and thugs, it seems. Richard?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I was thinking, Sam, during the break, what other organizations and religions have been perceived and accused of being racist?
Oh.
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So is Eric or the Trump campaign saying they want nothing to do with Mormons? And, you know, there's been other religions who have been accused of that. But I know darn well, being a Mormon myself, that the Mormon church has been accused of being racist for the last 60, 70 years. Not so much in the recent past, because the church has actually done a good job in dispelling a lot of it. But nevertheless, they have been, and I've even been to a football game where protests were leveled against the Mormon church for being racist. And I can honestly say that I would never associate with a church that was racist, and that my church is not racially motivated. But you have to understand some of the doctrine that has been there in the past. But My problem with all of this is that it's so wrought in hypocrisy, as you've alluded to, and that there's not anyone in this country, including Barack Obama, who hasn't been perceived at one time or another as being racist.
Well, and Barack Obama literally has backed the Muslim Brotherhood. He literally has hung out with the criminal organization Acorn. He literally hangs out with Black Lives Matters. He's got ties to Louis Farrakhan. He's got ties to Jeremiah Wright, the hate-spewing thug for 20 years. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But here's the problem. The double standard. The media just lies and paints what they want. I'll give you an example. Hillary Clinton literally lied before Congress. That's called perjury. Her husband committed perjury and got impeached for it, by the way.
Yeah.
And now she lies under oath. She then literally has her staff destroy evidence against a court order not to do so. She literally tells her people to thumb their noses at subpoenas and not even show up. She literally destroys evidence with hammers. It's completely documented by the FBI. And then she simply will not release the emails that all prove she has these foreign connections and ties to terrorist money. And then what we do is we say, Donald, did you release your taxes? Donald, did you call a girl fat 20 years ago? Okay. And this just shows, and that's why I'm so surprised Donald falls for this lie. And so we got literal criminal activity going on. But you know what? The mainstream press is starting to lose. Their gatekeeping days are over. It's spreading, Kurt Crosby.
Well, you're exactly right. Now, what exactly do you want to go over for that
It's
part?
Spreading is the first words of your headline, my friend.
Okay. Oh, all right.
You only have one of them point. That start out at spreading.
Yeah. All right. Good job. Anyway, as I saw this, I don't get to listen to Alex Jones very often, but I did hear him say that he's been offering money to people to hold up Bill Clinton as a rapist signs and to get him on, you know, shows or whatever. And apparently... It's catching on because, according to some reports, they'll be broadcasting live and somebody will hold up that sign, which is basically, you know, taking on the mainstream press and using them to push a certain narrative, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that's going on.
So at a Tim Kaine rally, there was a heckler that put up this sign, Bill's a rapist. Now, you know, those allegations have been going on for years. However, now there's a man. He's 30 years old. He claims he's the son of Bobby Ann Williams. She was a prostitute. And he says he's the son of Bobby Ann and Bill Clinton. And he wants a DNA test because he's ready to prove it. And his name is Danny Williams. And so while literally, while Bill Clinton is accused of rape by many women, not just one, by many, while there's a man alive that's 30 years old that's demanding a DNA test saying I'm the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton with a prostitute, and literally while Hillary Clinton creates the term bimbo eruptions for all these women.
If you'll tell him, Sam, sorry to interrupt, if you'll tell him, I'll pay for the DNA test.
Amen. Now Richard Mack offers to pay for the DNA test. Okay, while that's happening, they're like, Donald called a girl fat. What? Are you kidding me? This is the lie the mainstream press tells, folks. And this is what we've got to absolutely stop. And what Donald doesn't understand is if capitulation would solve it, okay. But all capitulation does is embolden the gatekeeping thugs that spin more lies. They don't back down. All they do is say you've been proven weak and we will take advantage of you. And Donald absolutely, with his headline last night, which is really the last line in the story, should be the headline, absolutely fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, Sheriff, all based on the Southern Poverty Law Center's lies. The Southern Poverty Law Center says you're really a murderer by association, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it, and really scary that there's more talk about this Machado, former Miss Universe, and Donald Trump's comments to her than there is about Barack Obama dismissing charges against an arms dealer because he was going to expose Hillary Clinton's emails that were part of it, part of the whole thing.
That's my point, though. It's the double standard. Yep. They control the media. What are you going to do?
I find, even as much as you and I know about the corruption of the media, I find that one so startling and astonishing that it's so blatant and wide open, and it has been reported. I mean,
that just proves you're a conspiracy theorist. That's all.
I heard it from KFYI Radio in Phoenix.
Yeah,
and they're the largest.
Well, somebody needs to be fired over there.
Yeah,
and see, that's how they go. Doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter the truth. They just lie, and they just absolutely guilt by association, etc. Now, I don't believe James Edwards to be a white supremacist or in any shape or form. Like I said, I stand by James Edwards 1,000%. He's a personal dear friend, and I will not abandon James Edwards. And if the Trump campaign eventually kicks me out because I stand with James, so be it. If the mainstream press lies and says I'm a white supremacist because I'm willing to stand with my good personal friend James Edwards, so be it. Because they're lying. And I will not capitulate to a lie. I will not do it, Sheriff.
Well, I'm wondering, Sam, I've tried to contact the campaign. I'm wondering if they haven't returned my calls because they've heard that whatever about me.
Well, you're perceived that way for sure, my friend. So no matter what, they're not going to have anything to do with your hate, sir.
Yes, and so
never mind that you're directly associated with David A. Clark Jr., who's in their inner circles, my friend. So if we're going to talk about guilt by association, how does that all roll, Donald?
No, which side am I guilty of?
You're just guilty of existing, my friend.
Just guilty of everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. Now, it gets worse because they're even calling Bill O'Reilly a racist. Did you hear about this?
I've heard of that before towards him, but
all right.
I just...
Well, it just blew up overnight. See, this is the Trump card the racists are using and the mainstream press is using against Donald, and he fell for it. Donald should come back and say, listen, my son did an interview with Sam Bushman yesterday, and it was a stellar interview, and we stand by it, and James Edwards has nothing to do with that interview. Which is absolutely factual. Furthermore, back in the day, they should have said, listen, we talked to everybody. We're even going to talk to the thugs over in North Korea and China. We'll talk to anybody.
I thought the article still tried to say that. Of course, a lot of articles from CNN do both ways. So it said that, where is it? Liberty Roundtable program host Sam Bushman, who syndicates white nationalist Jim Edwards on political.
Yeah, so what, at the end it says that Donald thinks Sam's okay now. They disavowed Sam before, but now they've changed their mind. Sam's okay, but James isn't.
Yeah, and it said that your program, Liberty Roundtable is a conservative program heard on radio stations and online and dedicated to promoting the principles of the American founding.
That's factual.
Yeah, it is.
However, what if somebody perceives me as a racist tomorrow? Then Donald won't have anything to do with me.
Well, the article does kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, that's how the mainstream press lies and spins it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bill O'Reilly's a racist also.
Of course.
And he is, because here's what the deal is. Well, I'll tell you.
He's on Fox, I think that's what they...
That's right.
Everybody on Fox.
Now, my question is, are Bill O'Reilly and Jesse Waters both racists? I'll explain.
Oh,
we'll break it down.
Right. It was Waters going around.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, do you like Chinese food? Just wondering.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're very dist...
Wait a minute. Yeah. We've got to interrupt you.
Sure.
Now, Sam, this has been a pretty astonishing story.
Yeah, you're right.
And not only that, Sam, we got to take that up a little bit higher than that. I am absolutely in awe of your ability to pull off these interviews. And I think everybody in this country needs to start listening to your program more and take note of this man, Sam Bushman, who owns Liberty Roundtable, who has pulled off some of the most amazing interviews in American history, and it's been very recent that you've made this these historical interviews. I mean, to get all the Trump family that you have, Sheriff Clark that you've had on, and Stone and other people that you have interviewed, it has been an amazing accomplishment, and your resume has absolutely blossomed with all of this.
And man, by the way, Sheriff Mack, you know, it's me doing all this stuff behind the scenes. It's you know, that's just the way it is.
You're the guy in the background, Kurt.
Kurt's firing up the pupusa grill. Anyway,
the whole team should be complimented. Absolutely, yes. Your wife and your children who help you, and of course, Kurt. But, Sam, your leadership on this has been astonishing, and a lot of people don't realize what an amazing ability that you have in pulling off these interviews. And, man, you should be, like, one of the biggest shows in America.
Well, and Donald Trump Sr. now needs to come on Liberty Roundtable Live and set the record straight. And here's what the discussion needs to really be, Sheriff. I will talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere about liberty. I will talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere about making America great again. I will talk to the communist dictator thugs. I will talk to Hussein.
You know, I have the same rule too.
Obama.
Same rule. You know darn well. I believe in the same thing.
Now, if Donald would do that, he would say, "I don't have to agree with you to talk to you about things."
That's right.
That's a difficult discussion, but it needs to happen. And just because I talk to you, that doesn't mean that I agree with you. It just means that I'm willing to create a way forward, a way to unify, not divide, a way to streamline and simplify and stabilize and organize and work together for the betterment of everybody everywhere. And I'll give you an example of who set the standard for this. Ron Paul did an incredible job, and he needs to be commended as when he ran for president. Here's what happened. The mainstream press found out that some prostitutes had put some money into Ron Paul's presidential campaign. And so they went, "Oh my gosh, Ron, you've got ladies of the night supporting you, whores are supporting you, prostitutes and women of ill repute," and they went on and on and on and on. And so they tried to trap Ron Paul and say, "What do you say to that, Grandpa Goofy Ron?" And Ron just smiled and he goes, listen, I don't agree with their immoral behaviors in any way. I'm a Christian and you know that. And you know that I'm a family man married for, what, 40 years or whatever. And so you know where I stand. However, even the prostitutes have an opportunity to stand for liberty, and I commend them for doing so. Bring it on. And ladies and gentlemen, that hardcore, man's man, unequivocal, solid as a rock stance, shut the press up and they never brought it up again, Sheriff.
Well, I agree, and I will tell you honestly that I believe they did it because Ron Paul has said over the years that he believes that prostitution should not be a crime. And I will tell you right now, I totally agree with him. It is not the government's proper role to follow girls around, and if they have a date and they don't get paid for it, then they're fine. But if you get paid for the date, then you got to go to jail, and we'll ruin your life and confiscate your cars and business and everything else. I do not want a government thinking and believing that it's their job to protect me from a prostitute. I'll do that myself.
Yeah, they never protected Bill Clinton, that's for sure.
No, and he even had government guards. And, in fact, they helped arrange it. And just from a totally freedom and get government out of our lives situation, I agree with Ron Paul that laws against prostitution are ridiculously stupid.
I understand. And the point, though, is that Ron took him on, and Donald Trump needs to listen to Ron Paul and Sam Bushman and James Edwards and Richard Mack and Kirk Crosby and not back down and not take the false narrative and tremble in their boots and bow to the gatekeeping thugs in the mainstream press. We got to not do that.
I would have answered Ron Paul's question about that the same way Ronald Reagan said when people came out and supported him that he may not have particularly cared for. And he says, it's not up to me what people, which groups support me. If a group supports me, fine. That doesn't mean I believe in their platform.
If the prostitutes want to come to the table for liberty, let them. And amen. If the white supremacists want to come to the table to make America great again, let them. Now, by the way, let's make it clear. I don't believe James Edwards to be a white supremacist at all. I think that's the lie they're telling. My point is there are white supremacists out there, and even those guys, if they want to support liberty and make America great again and whatever else, let them. Now, Bill O'Reilly and Jesse Waters are both in the news, and the question is, are they racists? Jesse Waters did a segment on Bill O'Reilly's talk show called Chinatown.
Yeah.
And they say it sparked controversy, no comment from Fox News. It's called Waters' World is the segment, and Chinatown is the specific feature they're talking about here. And what they did on the network's top-rated show, The O'Reilly Factor, is they had Jesse go into Chinatown and ask a bunch of questions. Bill O'Reilly introduced the piece by saying that the piece had been inspired by how often China was mentioned during the first presidential debate. Now, what happened was, is he went in there and there's all kinds of slapstick funny things. For example, he says this, hey, do they call Chinese food just food in China? Okay. And it was a funny slapstick. It was based on stereotypes. Here's the difference. And this is where the thought police come in. And this is the point I want to make here. Can you have fun at another person's expense because of race or male, female, or height, or weight, or any of those things, and not really be an evil person? And the answer is yes, you can. It was just a joke. It wasn't okay, but now they're saying that, you know what, these guys are racist. They better, you know, retract the segment. Now they're all basically, again, Bill O'Reilly and Jesse Waters, they're all going, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. We didn't mean to offend anybody. We apologize. Okay, wrong answer. Okay, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says keep Jesse Waters off TV after racist segment. And this is an example where, you know what, you cannot capitulate to these people. You need to stand strong and say, you know what, we were just having fun. If you thugs who want to just act like I'm always a racist, everybody's a racist, or everybody hates everybody, we're not going to fall for your lies. It was a funny segment, and I stand on that. It was funny. And I don't mean any harm to any Asian people.
No, it didn't, and it wasn't attempting in any way to be demeaning. And I will tell you right now, one of my favorite comedians of all time, and probably one of the top famous Las Vegas comedians ever, who was kind of a shirt-tail cousin to the Rat Pack, was Don Rickles. He made a living going after people racially.
And he didn't mean any harm by it. It was just talking about, it's kind of like short people get jokes about them and tall people and
yeah.
and women get jokes about them and, you know, men get jokes about them. And okay, but there's not harm meant. And until we in America decide we're going to get over this, everybody's a racist. Kurt has two quick stories before the end of the hour to highlight. One's about Amazon. The other one's about Walmart, Kurt.
All right, let's see. Amazon, by the way, they've got some new stuff for you to consider, Sheriff, for Halloween. They have what's called the Ladies Sexy Saudi Burqa Islamic Costume. But, well, they had to pull it because scores of infuriated users, that is, labeled it racist and disgusting. So, not available anymore. Maybe you'll find that on some other website. Let's see, the Walmart.
Maybe they ought to go to Donald's site to get it. He's perceived as a racist.
let's see, remind me of the Walmart.
The other one about Walmart, it's right down at the bottom of the story, right at the end. That's what's fascinating. All you got to do is look at the end of a story half the time to get your headlines. Right at the bottom of the story.
Oh, it says, last year, U.S. retail giant Walmart sparked outrage by selling an Israeli soldier's uniform for kids and a fake Arab sheikh nose. Yeah, well, we wouldn't want that. I mean, we got to be just straightened up, huh? Wow.
Now, that's the problem, is that everybody is a racist. Everybody is literally a hater. Conquer and divide has become the order of the day in America. Take advantage of someone because of their words. Manipulate the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, tell we the people turn towards God and stop the attacks and find ways to work together. We're in trouble in America and we'll never restore America. Donald, shame on you. I hope you come on Liberty Roundtable Live and set the record straight and reject the narrative of the bogus press. Richard Mack has already forced the Southern Poverty Law Center to retract. I've forced big networks to retract. We need to stand together, and I unequivocally stand with my brothers in liberty in the sacred cause of liberty. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kurt Crosby, Richard Mack, we're standing together for the sacred cause of freedom, and we're not stupid enough to let the mainstream press divide us, which is their ultimate goal. You got the final word, Sheriff. You got 5 seconds.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes when I get back to Portland. I'm supposed to go again next week.
This nation shall endure.